I want to talk about the book and Big Muse as well. But you, before you were talking about, you know, art and music, and let's hear you do some of what you do. You brought a guitar. We've got a bunch of lights and studio, you know, cameras and stuff set up here. What's this first live song going to be?
This is a song called Waning Moon.
Okay. And give me a little bit of a baseball card about this. What's it, what's the story here?
Well, I was living in New York, Hell's Kitchen in the 80s, when it was really Hell's Kitchen, bullet hole in the window, transvestite hookers and urinating in my little foyer. And I loved it. It was amazing. Yeah. And we were coming back from some gig, maybe it was up in Boston, and we were coming through what they call the Meadowlands. And there was this moon, looked like a full moon, but you could see it was a little off full. And the word waning moon, mm-hmm. just, once you get a good title, it evokes something. You get a little goosebump from a title. Basically, the song just pours out.
Yeah.
So that's this one. When it came out on the record, it was actually a high charting song for us on Island. And it was a rock song, but it started out like this.
Okay, so Peter Himmelman, the song is Waning Moon on Independence Day.
Waning moon, hovering the meadowlands, I've been waning too. I don't know exactly what you're waiting for, but does it hurt for me the way that it does for you? Faded moon, weeping above the meadowlands, I feel faded too. Time will bring the color to our cheeks again. Does it look to me the way that it does to you? I can't touch you yet, I feel you breathe with a longing that is hard to conceive. I can't hear you yet, I sing your tune, waning moon. Oh, silent moon, weeping above the meadowlands, I feel silent too. Looking at all the faces drained of heart and innocence, does it look to me the way that it does to you? I can't touch you yet, I feel you breathe with a longing that is hard to conceive. I can't hear you yet, I sing your tune, waning moon. Oh, waning moon. Oh, waning moon.
That's Peter Himmelman on Independence Day. You can drop by his website, is peterhimmelman.com. Lots of M's and N's in there, but it's pretty easy to, it just sounds exact. It's written exactly like it sounds. Also, he's got a website for this book we're about to talk about. It's called letmeoutbook.com. The book is called Let Me Out. Also, he has a company called Big Muse, which is essentially a consulting company that helps people and organizations, you know, maximize their potential through creativity. That sounds like kind of a business asterisk that you would see on a PowerPoint presentation, but is that a correct summary?
It sounds like it's good. We're always trying to figure out, you know, what it is.